barely above where it was in October, and that's a big deal. And part this is part of a drag that is continuing to take place on the S&P 500 for sure when this is taking place, because the low there was one, the closing low was 168-ish, I believe is correct. Sorry, this is, I kind of have an expanded chart on this to see that. But it's somewhere right in there. We're right there again. It's really about 165. Apple loses 165, there's going to be more selling pressure on it. And it's a big one. And so that's why, again, it's not a recommendation to buy or sell. I always want to be clear on that. However, the weekly is positive on Apple, and Apple should be up for at least 3 to 4 weeks would be the expectation. However, the daily should be down for another day or two. So that's going to put pressure on there. Anytime you have this, it's creating tension that is going to take place. And once that happens and there's a breakthrough, then people are like, okay, now we want to get out of the stock and we want to take in our profits. The same thing sort of happened back in at the end of last year. It's like, is this going to hold 120 or not? It did, and then it rallied a whole bunch, and now it's come back down. So it doesn't mean it's a buy or sell indicator. Depends on what your time frame is. But it's one of those things, when it makes up so much of the market cap, it's something to pay attention to, and you want to make sure that you are paying attention to it because it is going to matter in the long run whenever we see this. So I guess what the takeaway from today is, we've gotten some confirmation that more than likely a weekly, if not a monthly, high has been put in. Would be the best indication that we do have. Got to see that play out. We have had continuation downward. More than likely, we should know by next Friday whether we're going to end the month up or down, because we'll only be a few days away from that doing that. And then you want to see if it happens again for over another month. But all indications are a lot of pressure is going to be put on this market from a lot of different areas, and things are starting to crack out there. So those are all the things that you want to be paying attention to, as well as always pay attention to those bonds, because that's always telling you something there, especially that inverted yield curve. As always, if you do have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the show, we'd love to hear from you. 812-316-2079. You follow us on Facebook or X, formerly known as Twitter. Send us an email, info@lindseywealth.com. Didn't have time to get all the questions on there today. I will try to get them on next week. This is Darwin Lindsey for Financial Questions, Real Answers. We'll see you next week.
From the WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. Just over 2 weeks into early voting for the May primary in Knox County, and about 350 overall early votes have been cast. Knox County Clerk David Shelton reports 250 of those in person at the former Knox County Jail Garage on 8th Street. The early voting center will be open from 8 to 4 weekdays for early voting through noon on Monday, May 6th. Election day for Indiana's May primary now Tuesday, May 7th. On two Saturdays, April 27th and May 4th, early voting will be available from 8 until 3. Superintendent Doug Carter has presented the 2023 District DUI Award to Trooper Tanner Hurley. That is for the Evansville District. Hurley also received a Life Award for being in the top five for DUI arrests across Indiana. Hurley, a five-year veteran who patrols mostly in Knox County along with Gibson County. And Vincent's Animal Shelter is at full capacity on dogs at their location on River Road. A good number of dogs have come from stray dog captures in county areas outside of Vincennes. We've got more at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
The short-term weather forecast has quite a bit of cool air in it. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. That news, according to Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin and his Indiana planting weather forecast. After picking up some moisture this morning, Martin says we'll be dry for the entirety of the weekend, But
as we put the dry weather in for both Saturday and Sunday, even though we have sunshine coming, temperatures are going to be a good 5 to 10 degrees below normal. It's chilly. Overnight lows will be down in the 30s. So this is not the kind of forecast that screams fast drying at all. And I think we back soil temperatures up a little bit from where they have been this past week, thanks to our overnight lows this weekend.
Martin provides more forecast details each Saturday morning throughout the planting season in the Hat newsletter. You can sign up to receive it via email at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network. Congratulations goes out to South Knox High School senior Caden McKinney, the Tri-State Orthopedics WCDM Athlete of the Week. Caden plays third base for the Spartans baseball team. He is hitting .480 with 3 home runs and 13 RBIs. Last season, he led the Blue Chip Conference with a .411 batting average and 28 RBIs. In the classroom, Caden has a 3.1 grade point average. For more on Caden, go to WCDM.com.
Hey, Joe, what are you working on?
It looks like I need a new water pump for the old truck. I'm just about to order one online.
How are you online in your garage? Your house is hundreds of feet away, and I've got no cell signal in here.
Well, I called VEI Protective Services, and they had the perfect solution.
Go on.
VEI installed equipment that extended our home internet out here to my garage. Now I can connect to the internet on my phone or laptop. They even connected my TV.
Is it fast?
Same connection speed as inside the house, and it's secure.
Wow. But you still have to go outside and make a phone call, right?
Nope. I just switched to Wi-Fi calling on my phone, and it works great.
That does sound like the perfect solution. Do you have a phone number for VEI Protective Services?
Sure. Here's one of their cards. You can contact them by phone or visit the website.
Joe, can I get your Wi-Fi password so I can contact them right now?
Call VEI Protective Services today for the best in alarm, video surveillance, access control, and connectivity services in the area. Or visit their website, veisecurity.com.
Beef Ochtner GMC is your place for our biggest dealer discounts, biggest manufacturer rebates, and biggest inventory. Spring on over to SteveFochtnerGMC.com.
Don't you love it when it goes your way?
At Steve Faulkner Buick, you'll get our biggest dealer discounts, biggest manufacturer rebates, and biggest inventory. Spring into your savings at SteveFaulknerBuick.com.
Don't you love it when it goes your way?
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. High of 61 today under sunny skies. Tonight partly cloudy, low near 43. Then sunny for tomorrow, a high near 59. 60 Sunday, 66 on Monday. This is your home for St. Louis Cardinal baseball all season long. Listen to the Cardinals right here on WAOV.
Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on 97.7, 1450 AM, WAOV in Vincennes, 97.3 FM in Washington. Vicki Buffer from Old Town Players, our guest this evening. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you didn't get blown away anywhere,
huh? Nope, we did not. We were hunkered down and ready for about anything.
Hunkered down. There's not a bigger Knox County term than that.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, anyway, hey, OTP is wrapping up its season.
You
got one more show, right?
Yes, one more show. We're going to have auditions for that show this coming Monday and Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We're doing Grumpy Old Men the Musical.
Okay.
So we're asking people 18 to 80 to audition. If you need to, if you want to audition, you need to bring accompaniment so you can sing for us. You can play it on your phone. Most people do that. They just play it on their phone and sing along. We'll take just about any kind of audition, and then we'll do some readings out of the script and maybe some little choreography, get everybody's feet dancing, and then we'll pick our cast and go from there. So
how many people do you need?
I'm hoping to get as many as 20. The script calls for 14, 15, but we always like to have, open it up to chorus people. Some people are not comfortable with those lead roles, but they want something a little smaller or something without any lines. Just let me be on stage.
Right.
And so we're willing to do that too. But I'd love to get as many as 20.
Okay. Making it a musical just adds it a little bit tougher, doesn't it?
Tougher? I wouldn't say tougher. It just adds another layer. We always build in an extra week or so of rehearsals when we do a musical. I'm directing this one. And I structure mine so that the first week we really don't do anything except learn the music. I figure everything else kind of comes off of that. Yeah. So those are relaxed, nice rehearsals, and everybody gets their rehearsal music and that they can listen to at home and practice or in the car. That's where I like to do mine.
Right.
And then the next week after that is primarily choreography. Mm-hmm. So we take the music we learned, and then we put the choreography to it. And then about the week after that, we're ready to step onto the stage finally and get going on what we call blocking. And that's where I sit out. The director sits out in the audience and tells people where to go. It's awesome. It's my favorite part.
She's very polite when she does that. You know, I've always found it kind of interesting is, if somebody comes on auditions, maybe they're not the strongest singer, but you look at them and say, dang, I got to have him, or I got to have her. I know she can't carry a tune, or he can't carry a tune, but that Burnett, they bring so many other qualities to the...
Absolutely.
Okay, you can work with that.
I absolutely can, and that's one of the things we encourage. We're a community theater, and we stress that community involvement. And if somebody wants to take a step out and try something they've never done before or haven't done in many, many years, when I first auditioned for OTP, I hadn't done anything since high school. So it was, you know, I drove around the block twice before I would ever even go in. Mm-hmm. And so we want that. We want you. If you don't think you can sing a lick, you know, I have a gentleman that I know and have worked with at OTP before, but he claims he's not much of a singer. Mm-hmm. And so he, you know, asked if he could use a hymn as his audition song. I said, absolutely, you certainly can. Anything that will showcase their own voice in a way they feel comfortable with.
Right.
I'm happy.
I remember years and years, I'm showing you my age. This is back to the late 70s. I had a friend who was he danced. He was an athlete, but danced. Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh.
Bottle dancer.
Wow.
Couldn't sing a lick. Could not sing a lick. Could go do anything. Jazz, ballet, you name it, he could do it. And I remember the director, because he was, like I said, I went over there. I didn't audition. I just was sitting there as somebody who just went with him. And he was, like I said, he's very athletic and stuff. And he did dancing to become a better athlete, you know.
He just got
good at it. And so he was doing a bottle. He was, oh, my God, he's blowing everybody away. But he, like I said, he couldn't sing. And I thought, oh, well, he's... When they did the audition to singing, oh, my goodness, not good. Not good. And then all I remember was the director, and I think the director might have been from like around the Fort Wayne area or whatever, said, put a muzzle on him, get him in. I mean, do something.
That's fantastic.
I mean, that proved to me that You may not have one strength, but you may have another.
And that's the amazing thing. You know, that's, I know all of the other OTP directors, they look for that too, that special quality that somebody has. You know, you may be not talented in one area, and that's great about community theater. We have a lot of people who come to audition or who say, I don't want to be on stage, but I want to, I have this other skill. I sew. I can build things. I like to paint.
Oh, wow.
So we have so many people, and there's so much talent in this community, in our county, that there is definitely something for every person, every level at OTP. And I think that's one of the things we really pride ourselves on, that we have open doors.
Right, right. Well, I think that's a good thing, is we've never really talked about what it takes to be at OTP. I mean, you know, we talk about auditions and what it takes to try to get a cast part, but there's plenty of opportunities for people to, you know, I mean, you may not think you have a quality, and you may see something.
The president of our organization has been with OTP for at least a couple of decades. I can't say for sure. She has never stepped foot on stage ever and will not do so.
Ever.
That is not her thing. But she leads us. She guides us. She, she's been on the board of directors for many years and has led us for many years. And so there are so many things that it takes to run an organization that, you know, we actors kind of, we're space cadets at times. We,
right,
you know, not
right.
everybody, yeah. not everybody has that leadership ability. So they're the people that do the tech for us.
Mm-hmm.
They're mysteries to me. They're like little gods sitting up there in the balcony, and they flip a switch, and woo, we've got lights and we've got sound, and it's a miracle. But when you do it, when they show you how to do it, it's not so hard. It's, you know, I did it once. I can't say I did it well, but I tried, and so it's not hard. And the other thing is that there is plenty of people backing you up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's your first time on stage, if it's your first time helping with costumes or building a prop or helping build the set or paint or work up in the light booth, operate a spotlight, there are so many people backing you up that if you have a question, if you make a mistake, it happens to all of us.
Every day.
You know, every single day. The last play we did, dress rehearsal night, I dropped a huge chunk of the scene that I was in with my two cohorts. And we came off stage going, what happened? We didn't say a bunch of lines. And it was me. I made a boo-boo. And I've been doing this for 38 years. So, you know, it does happen. But there's just so much back up there, and so many people that will encourage and support and show you the ropes, and everybody is just so willing to give of themselves. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had is my affiliation with OTP.
Good.
And as I said, I've had it in my life for 38 years, and it still surprises me. You know, the people that come through, the people that stay, the people that really, really get involved. It's quite amazing.
Okay, so you have these auditions coming up Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and that, when does that air?
Those are at 6 o'clock. You can come one or both days.
Okay, when is the play air?
The play actually opens in June, on June 21st.
Okay.
So it'll run the last two weekends of June.
Okay, and then you're done for the year.
For a few weeks, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean
yes.
The calendar year play is done. I mean,
yes.
The calendar year is over.
Yes.
Now we turn the page to 2024,
2025. I know. Isn't it great?
Okay. Do you already have your schedule for next year?
You bet we do. You bet we do. We're going to open really big with the teen version of the musical Rock of Ages.
Teen version.
The teen version, yes.
Okay.
That means that the cast itself is limited to teenagers. It's a specific version of that musical, so it should be, has all 80s music.
Yeah.
And I know the director has been humming it. Connie Light is going to direct that, and Ansla Selby. She'll be her assistant director. And so they've been humming the songs for months and eager to get going. So the auditions for that one are going to be on June 17th and 18th at 6 o'clock, I believe. Mm-hmm. Then in October, I'm directing again, and we're going to do the suspenseful drama Wait Until Dark for our spookiness show, I guess.
Okay, not familiar with that.
No, it's really, really spectacular. So that'll be our December or October show. In December, Steve Gray is another one of our fantastic directors. He's going to be doing Kringle's Window, and just, you know, a special Christmas version for the kids to have some fun with. And then after Christmas, Tom Compton is going to direct Our Town. We did that show several years ago, and this year we're doing it with sponsorship by the Knox County Public Library, who is having a special event going on around that play. And then wrapping up next season is going to be the OTP Follies with director Robin Overby. And that's always fun. That is basically a variety show.
You do it about every other year, don't you?
Yeah. Roughly. And it's great fun seeing people come out. That you can do lip syncing, you can do dance, you can do whatever talent you have. You, if you know how to shoot arrows or, you know, within reason. But seriously, if you have a particular skill or talent you want to display, then that is your time to shine.
Okay. All right, I'm going to shoot an arrow. Who's got what's put an apple on their head?
Exactly, yeah. Sure. Not me. Okay. I am the queen of weird, so no, that won't be me.
You know, I tell you what, Rock of Ages really surprised me, because I thought, now I could be wrong on this, but the music that's used in Rock of Ages, do you select that music, the music that you guys want to do, or is there a set list? Because I was thinking... there's a lot of versatility to that.
No, it's a totally scripted show.
Okay.
You use the music that they have. It's like, you know, if I were to write a story and then write music to go in it, you know, it's as like that. But, you know, it's all memorable stuff, nearly everything you'll remember. You might remember a couple of years ago we did a show that had all Elvis music in it. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a similar thing. This is all built around 80s music. You know how it is. You dance around, do a little bit of dialogue, and then everybody goes wild into singing and dancing. So it'll be great.
Sure. Okay, good. Very challenging.
I am sure. Connie is up for the challenge. This will be her first time directing a musical, so she has been working very hard on it, she and Ansela both. And I know they're working to get the word out about their auditions to the, you know, kids in the high schools in the neighboring area. So, again, it'll be all teens. And if I could just mention that date again, the auditions are going to be June 17th and 18th. Okay. If you want to find out any information about what's going on at OTP, check our Facebook page. And we have a fan group, if you will. And then we also have our website, and that's oldtownplayers.org.
Okay. It's, wow. Very, and I mentioned challenging. Actually, your whole season is pretty challenging.
Oh, it will be. I'm excited. And it's funny, as we were talking, I realized that Wait Until Dark, Kringle's Window, and Our Town, we have done in the past. But it's been probably 15, 20 years ago, maybe less, maybe more. But when we did Wait Until Dark before, we were in our old theater on 2nd Street. Mm-hmm. So that tells you. So we've not done it on this stage yet. But I'm looking forward to it. And I know the other directors are very excited. We get together and we just start talking about, oh, I'm going to do this. And this is what my set's going to be. And
it's been so long, you may get a new crowd.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, there's another thing that I wanted to mention, we have some fellas who are working on the sets now. You know, for many, 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 many years, Jack Mahoney and Craig Johnson built the sets for everything, and they retired a couple of years ago. And so Brian, I'm sorry, Brian.
Okay, Brian.
My brain went. Brian and Shane, we'll just give it to them as Brian and Shane. They have taken on the mantle of set construction. And so, you know, to my knowledge, neither one of them has a desire to be on stage, but they're very happy to use their skills on the set building. So, again, another opportunity to do something and meet. It's a great way to meet new people.
Okay, once again, when are the auditions?
For Grumpy Old Men, they are this Monday and Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Come to the theater, come upstairs. We do have a handicap lift, so if you're not able to do the stairs, like me, one bad knee and one bad knee. And but come upstairs. If you're not sure whether you want to be involved in or not, audition or not, come anyway. We always stress, come anyway. Whether you even go through with an audition, mm-hmm. it's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to. But come anyway, go through the experience, see what it's like, and see if that might be something you'd like to do. Talk to the director. There may be something, you know, if you want to work back a stage, come and talk to the director. But just come to the audition and see what it's all about.
All right.
Okay. We won't force you to audition.
Okay. Mickey, always a pleasure. Good luck and have fun.
Thank you so much.
All right. Stay tuned. More of the Morning Chat coming up on WAOV.
And Doug.
Being a spokesperson's easy, kid. Just say customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Customize and save with Liberty Bibberty.
That's not it.
Letter B Mutual.
Mm-mm.
Liberty Musical.
Nope.
Lumberty. Line.
It's two words. Liberty Mutual.
Got it. Don't not pay at libertymuttnoodle.com.
Wow. I guess I'll just do it.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. That's a wrap.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Yes, I am. Like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow! Songs, dances, and dad jokes.
So good! So good! I got you!
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
The weekend forecast is dry but cool, and Vilsack discusses USDA's proposed budget. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today. The short-term weather forecast has quite a bit of cool air in it. That according to Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin and his Indiana planting weather forecast. After picking up some moisture this morning, Martin says we'll be dry for the entirety of the weekend.
But as we put the dry weather in for both Saturday and Sunday, even though we have sunshine coming, temperatures are going to be a good 5 to 10 degrees below normal. It's chilly. Overnight lows will be down in the 30s. So this is not the kind of forecast that screams fast drying at all. And I think we back soil temperatures up a little bit from where they have been this past week, thanks to our overnight lows this weekend.
Martin has next week starting with some temperature moderation on Monday.
By Tuesday, we're dealing with a minor system that can give us anywhere from a tenth to a half an inch coverage around 60% of the state. That coverage seems to be more central and north, but I'm not going to rule it out anywhere. Behind that moisture, we turn cool again for Wednesday and Thursday.
Even though we do cool off Wednesday and Thursday, Martin does expect it will be dry those days.
So we're dry Wednesday, Thursday, and shoot, I'll throw Friday in there as well with temperatures moderating. Humidity values come up next Friday, but that's ahead of a monster weather system, a strong low coming through the Great Plains and the Corn Belt through next weekend, Saturday the 27th, Sunday the 28th. I think we have the potential for half to 1.5 inch rains combined. So what we're stringing together here is only about 3 days worth of break before some kind of weather system comes in and gives us at least a little moisture.
Martin provides more forecast details each Saturday morning throughout the planting season in the Hat newsletter. Sign up to receive it via email at HoosierAgToday.com.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers centered on the valued relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative, centered on you.
On Tuesday, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack appeared before the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee to examine the President's fiscal year 2025 budget request for USDA.